Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a driver in Buncrana was detected at travelling over double the 60 km per hour speed limit this bank holiday weekend. A public meeting to discuss the consistent pressure on Donegal's healthcare services is taking place tomorrow. The Fine Gael leader will have at least two senior cabinet positions to fill as part of the upcoming reshuffle. And the National Union of Journalists says it strongly condemns the harassment of reporters and photographers covering Easter Rising commemorations in Derry yesterday. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. A driver in Buncrana was detected at travelling over double the 60 km per hour speed limit this bank holiday weekend. Meanwhile, 13 other people were arrested in Donegal over the Easter holiday weekend for drink or drug driving. Gardaí were out in force between Thursday and this morning conducting checkpoints, patrols and speed checks. As a result, fixed charge penalty notices were also issued for various offences and a number of vehicles were seized. Sergeant Gina Walsh says one arrest for driving under the influence is one too many.
Thankfully, we did not have any fatal road collisions in Donegal Division, but cannot say that unfortunately for the rest of the country. So, but I feel that the message isn't bit home. 13 people arrested for driving under influence is worryingly high over a four-day period in this county. So again, one arrest for me is too high. And I'm continue to appeal to all drivers, slow down, drive with care and never ever drink under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. Yeah.
Well, activists who claim the Road Safety Authority is no longer fit for purpose says it needs to focus on the most effective road safety measures. Some of the country's largest cycling campaign groups are among 27 signatories of a joint statement saying they've lost confidence in the RSA due to the increase in road deaths. 58 people, including 11 pedestrians, have been killed on the roads in the first 3 months of this year, 16 more than this day last year. Campaigner Kieran Ferry acknowledges the RSA is following a strategy but says vulnerable road users need to be prioritised.
There is a bit of a culture of impunity and Garda Síochána has a role there to help resolve that, as do the courts. The sentencing we're seeing in the courts doesn't always reflect the seriousness of the impacts of people's driving behaviour. That's something that we would like to see the RSA calling out. There are lots of issues here that just aren't really being addressed, which need more focus. Almost 30 groups from all around the country, from Dundalk to West Cork, from Donegal to Wexford, in both urban and rural areas, who campaign for safer roads and streets. Bottom line is that we've lost confidence in the Road Safety Authority to deliver on its core mission to make Irish roads safer. We're really appalled and saddened by the ongoing increase in deaths and serious injuries on Irish roads. The most effective measures are to eliminate the risk or to replace the risk or to engineer it out. Those are the issues that the RSA just simply isn't addressing. They're focusing on the least effective issues. From the perspective of people walking and cycling, I mean, we hear it regularly, be safe, be seen. It's impossible to be seen by someone who isn't looking at you. It's not something that you can that a person walking or cycling can have any impact on.
A public meeting to discuss the consistent pressure on Donegal's healthcare service is taking place tomorrow. It's in response to concerns from staff at Letterkenny University Hospital, paramedics and patients. Elected public representatives and local election and European election candidates are being urged to attend the meeting tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at the Mount Errigal Hotel Letterkenny to outline how they plan to address the widespread issues. The meeting's organiser Emma told the 9 to noon show this morning that it's clear there is a complete lack of resources to provide adequate care for people in Donegal.
Paramedics have been reaching out. They've been saying about the wait times, a cover when people are off on annual leave or sick, which is affecting obviously response times and things like that. Then waiting for to hand off their patients because of lack of bed. Nurses talking about being absolutely, you know, they're doing their very best, but they can't bring anybody through if there's no space to bring them through. And then patients saying that, you know, someone like a girl saying to me, her father was waiting 19 hours. I myself was in A&E last night with my own child. I was speaking to a mother whose daughter was supposed to be getting transferred. Then they couldn't do the transfer to Derry, but there was no bed, and this 8-year-old was lying across two chairs with a blanket over because there was no trolleys. Donegal last year was ranked the 8th worst for overcrowding. 11 out of the 12 months it was reported on the media that Letterkenny was under severe pressure, that there was overcrowding, there was people admitted. And then we had the letter from the GPs last year and the consultants saying that they're on their knees. One of the paramedics this week was talking to me. He said that for any shown on a bank holiday weekend this weekend, they were assigned one ambulance. My own daughter had to go in an ambulance because her complex medical needs the previous week. And it took two ambulance crews. One of the ambulances had to leave because there was a cardiac arrest. Absolutely, I could completely understand that. They had to prioritise. But if there was only one ambulance on a bank holiday weekend to cover any shown, what happens if two people have a cardiac arrest?
The Fine Gael leader will have at least two senior cabinet positions to fill as part of the upcoming reshuffle. This morning, Enterprise Minister Simon Coveney announced he will step down from cabinet when the Dáil resumes next week. Simon Harris now has a second vacancy at the cabinet table following Leo Varadkar's departure. Broadcaster and former Fine Gael Minister Ivan Yates thinks Simon Coveney will get plenty of opportunities outside of politics.
I think it was a wise decision by Simon Coveney. He faced the prospect of moving out of Enterprise and Employment to a lower ministry or even being dropped, because the pressure is on Simon Harris and he only has one cabinet vacancy, that of Leo Varadkar, and he needs at least two. He's been a TD for more than 25 years. He's had a distinguished record as Minister for Agriculture for 5 years, as Taoiseach Town Minister for Foreign Affairs for another 5 years, Minister for Defence, Housing and so on, being Deputy Leader of Fine Gael. There's very few people can have 13 consecutive years in the cabinet, and I think he's a young man of 52 and he has other career options, I believe, outside of politics.
Disorder in Derry yesterday saw an unnotified parade take place. Petrol bombs being thrown by young people and a van set on fire. Members of the media also came under attack. Tara Duggan has more.
Several warnings were issued by police from a drone as an unnotified parade got underway on Central Drive in the Creggan area of Derry yesterday afternoon. The warnings were ignored and police observed petrol bombs being prepared by young people prior to the parade. Meanwhile, a local person's van was set on fire next to a local community hall on Central Drive, and a number of petrol bombs were thrown in the area. The devices were also thrown at members of the media. Derry City and Strabán Area Commander Chief Superintendent Gillian Carney says an investigation has been commenced and footage obtained will be reviewed. Meanwhile, SDLP leader and Foyle MP Colm Eastwood says yesterday's disorder is the last thing that the community wants or needs.
Well, the National Union of Journalists says it strongly condemns the harassment of reporters and photographers covering the Easter Rising commemorations in Derry yesterday. It says a number of petrol bombs were thrown towards journalists gathered to report on a parade in the Creggan area of the city, and a media crew was chased from the area by a group wearing balaclavas. In a statement, the union says this type of behaviour has no place in a democratic society, and it described it as a depressing development just weeks before the anniversary of the murder of journalist Lyra McKee. Renewed calls for dog owners to keep their pets under control have been made after a child was knocked off his bike in Swan Park. Meanwhile, dog fouling in the amenity also remains an issue. Councillor Jack Murray has committed to work with Donegal County Council to ensure Swan Park is a place everyone can enjoy.
As we know, Swan Park is a very idyllic location. It's a lovely place to take a dog for a walk. But unfortunately, at the weekend, there was a child, an eight-year-old child, was knocked off his bike by a dog who was running loose. And the child and his family are obviously quite traumatised by this. He was hurt and very shook by it. So I'd once again appeal to people who are availing of the park and enjoying the park to keep your dog on a lead so that everybody can enjoy it in a safe environment. And also appeal to everybody, dog owners, to pick up your dog foil after you and dispose any bin that can be used. Donegal County Council has any bag, any bin policy, so it can be disposed quite easily. So I'll be working with the council in the coming weeks to try and erect more signage, get the dog warden down, and if necessary, amend the bylaws just so that everybody can enjoy Swan Park together.
And as you say, it is a place, there has been much investment in it after it was badly damaged in the floods a number of years ago, and it is a place for many locals and for people travelling there as well.
It's a very, very popular destination. Well, locals love it and will enjoy it. People will come to Buncrana specifically for it, just to walk around and enjoy such an idyllic location. It's really the pride, I think, of Donegal County Council's work in the area. So All we need now is just for everybody to take responsibility when they come in there. Be mindful, young children, older people that are in the park, and of course, just clean up after your dog. And look, it's a perfect setting, and everybody, those with dogs, those without, everybody should be able to enjoy it. It'll just make sure that everybody takes responsibility for their dogs while they're there. And look, it'll continue to be a place of great enjoyment for long into the future.
The number of new electric cars being registered in Donegal is down just 15%. Meanwhile, according to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, the number of new car registrations for the month of March was up almost 15% when compared to the same time period last year. That's in stark contrast to the national picture, with new car registrations nationally recording a 16% decrease. Brian Cook, SMI Director General, says the notable decline in electric vehicles highlights the ongoing challenge of transitioning to electrification. Gardaí say there has been an increase in reports of hit-and-run incidents in shopping and retail car parks. Motorists have an obligation to report all incidents of damage caused to Gardaí. Sergeant Eunan Walsh has warned that failing to do so will result in hefty fines being issued.
You're obliged under the Road Traffic Act to give what we call appropriate information to the other driver, which is your name and address, your insurance details and the registration number of your car. So if the other person isn't there, which would be the norm, they're maybe in shopping or at the cinema or wherever they are, and they're not at the car, you're obliged to report it to an Garda Síochána. So that means contacting the Letterkenny Garda station, giving the same information, your phone number, your name and address, registration of your car, your insurance details, and the number of the other car involved. Mm-hmm. You know, if it does happen, and sometimes people say it happens by mistake, but that's the case, it happens by mistake. But driving off without reporting it doesn't happen by mistake, and the penalties are up to €1,000 and or 3 months imprisonment.
Two men have been arrested in Derry overnight for driving-related matters. A 21-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of offences including drink driving following a report to police just after 4 o'clock this morning. Meanwhile, a 54-year-old man was arrested in the city centre shortly after 5 a.m. on suspicion of offences including driving when unfit through drink or drugs. He remains in custody at this time. The time's just gone 12 minutes past 5. We're going to go to a short break, and Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. It's 5:15. Kenny Harkin has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games and Donegal's Kieran Thompson. Derry's Owen McAvoy and Westmeath's Sam McCartan are this week's nominees for the GAA.ie Footballer of the Week. On his 100th appearance for Donegal, team captain Kieran Thompson produced a man of the match display in Sunday's Alliance Football League Division 2 final success against Armagh. He scored 4 points, 3 of them from play, and was consistently influential when in possession. Derry centre-back McAvoy produced a sensational display in their Alliance Football League Division 1 victory over Dublin on Sunday. Defensively solid, he also scored 2-2 from the centre-back, and both goals were spectacular. Meanwhile, Westmeath manager Desi Dolan hailed Sam McCartan's performance in their Alliance Football League Division 3 final victory over Down as one of the best performances that a Westmeath man has ever given in Croke Park. Players of the Week are decided based on votes cast by the followers of the official GAA Instagram page. Voting closes at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Meanwhile, the GAA's Football Team of the Week has been announced. It includes 5 Derry players, Oran Lynch, Chrissy McCaig, Owen McAvoy and Brenton Rogers and Ethan Doherty. And 4 from Donegal, Kieran Moore, Shane O'Donnell, Kieran Thompson and Oisin Gallen. Moving on to soccer, in Republic of Ireland, women's manager Eileen Gleeson has opted against replacing Niamh Fahy in her latest squad. The Liverpool defender has been ruled out of the Euro qualifiers with France and England with a calf injury. Ireland play the French in Metz on Friday night, and England visit the Aviva on Tuesday next. Meanwhile, the battle against the Premier League relegation takes centre stage tonight at 7:30. Nottingham Forest, they're outside the bottom three by goal difference. They welcome Fulham to the City Ground. Also kicking off at 7:30 is Everton, they're away to Newcastle. At 7:45, Burnley look to extend their unbeaten run to 4 games as Wolves visit Turf Moor. And Bournemouth, they play Crystal Palace, also at 7:45. While there's an 8:15 start to the London Derby meeting of Spurs and West Ham. Elsewhere, Manchester City, they'll be without Nathan Ake, Kyle Walker and goalkeeper Ederson for tomorrow's Premier League game with Aston Villa. However, John Stones could return, having missed the draw with Arsenal. Villa, they'll be without top goal scorer Ollie Watkins for tomorrow's game. Meanwhile, City boss Pep Guardiola has given a tetch response when asked about his on-field admonishing of Jack Grealish on Sunday.
Always I try to criticise the players there and let them feel that how bad they are. And especially when Erling scores 3 goals, the compliment has to be with me, not with them. That's why I use the cameras to do it there. So my advice next time, don't film us, it will not be a problem.
On the Irish Premiership tonight, there's two games down for decision. The leaders, Larne, they travel to play third place Cliftonville, and second place Linfield, they're away to Carrick Rangers. In the Irish Championship, there's five games down for decision tonight. Four tonight. One was played earlier today. The bottom club, Knockbreda, defeated Ballinamallard by 2-0. Tonight, Derrickview, they play Newington Youth. Institute, who are in third spot, they play Harlington Wolf Welders. The leaders, Dundella, play Anna. And second place, Portadown, they travel to play Bangor. In rugby, Stephen Kitsoff looks set to leave Ulster after just a single season with the province. The World Cup winning prop had signed a 3-year deal, but both parties have agreed to cut short his spell at the Kingspan Stadium. Kitsoff has made 12 appearances for Ulster this season, starting in 9 of those. And RG Snyman and Kelvin Nash, they're Dutch for Munster's Investec Champions Cup last 16 meeting with Northampton. Snyman is ill while Nash has a leg injury, and both will be monitored later in the week. Jack O'Donoghue is back in the mix, having missed Saturday's URC victory at home to Cardiff. And there's good news for Connacht ahead of their Challenge Cup last 16 tie with Pau. Bundy Aki and Finlay Beelam are both in contention, having been rested in the wake of their Six Nations exploits. In snooker, Barry Hawkins and Ali Carter are in action in the last 16 at the Tour Championship in Manchester. Carter leads 7-1 at the interval. And Gary Wilson, he leads Mark Selby by 8-7, while Mark Williams, he holds a 5-3 lead over Tom Ford. Finally, for this evening, in MMA, super middleweight boxing champion Savannah Marshall will make her mixed martial arts debut in June. The British fighter's opponent is still to be named. American Clarissa Shields, who's the only person to beat Marshall in professional boxing, is also signed to the Professional Fighters League. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. Investigations are underway into break-ins at two vacant properties in Ballyshannon in recent weeks. Damage was caused to the front door of a holiday home in the Tubber Cavan Garden area, and entry was gained. Meanwhile, in the same area, the front door of another property was forced open and the house was ransacked. Nothing was stolen during both break-ins. Gardaí believe the burglaries, which have only recently been reported, may be connected and may have occurred between March 1st and 30th. They're appealing to anyone who observed any suspicious activity in the last month to come forward. Benjamin Netanyahu has admitted Israel was behind an airstrike that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. The World Central Kitchen staff were trying to get food to displaced Palestinians when their truck was hit. It's understood at least 3 of them were British citizens. As a result, Cyprus say ships returning from Gaza without delivering 240 tonnes of supplies. The Israeli Prime Minister says it was regrettable.
There was a tragic incident of an unintended strike of our forces of innocent people in the Gaza Strip. This happens in war. We are checking this thoroughly. We are in touch with the governments, and we will do everything for this not to happen again.
It's led to renewed calls for Israel's ambassador to Ireland to be expelled. People Before Profits' Breed Smith says nothing has been achieved by maintaining diplomatic links with Israel.
So therefore, I am calling on the incoming Taoiseach, Simon Harris, to do something rather than just say something and bemoan the fact that this has happened, to actually expel the Israeli ambassador, because otherwise Israel operates with impunity and will continue to do so.
Gardaí are appealing for information after damage was caused to the wing mirror of a car parked in the area of Avey Park, Manor Cunningham, over the weekend. The criminal damage incident occurred between 8 a.m. on Sunday and yesterday. Anyone who observed any suspicious activity in the area at that time is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, the window of a business premises in Carndonagh was smashed during an early morning criminal damage incident yesterday. Between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. yesterday, the damage was caused to the business premises at Chapel Street. Gardaí are appealing for information.
Looking now to weather, plenty of dry weather today with a mix of cloud, bright spells and a few showers, highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a driver in Buncrana was detected at travelling over double the 60 km per hour speed limit this bank holiday weekend. A public meeting to discuss the consistent pressure on Donegal's healthcare service is taking place tomorrow. The Fine Gael leader will have at least two senior cabinet positions to fill as part of the upcoming reshuffle. And the National Union of Journalists says it strongly condemns the harassment of reporters and photographers covering Easter Rising commemorations in Derry yesterday. That's all for now. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, April 2nd. The death has occurred of Rose Byrne, née Breslin, Roxburgh, Kilcar. Rose's remains will repose at McCabe's funeral home, Ardrah, until 6 o'clock today. Removal from there at 6 p.m, travelling via Kellybegs, going to her late residence in Roxburgh, Kilcar. Reposing at her late residence this evening, with removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Burial is afterwards in the local cemetery. Rose's funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Ivy Carlin, née Doherty, 47 Drumquin Road, Castlederg, reposing at the family home tomorrow from 12 noon. Funeral from the family home on Friday at 10:15 for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumnabbey. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to cancer research care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Alan Lord Cashel Kendrum Fanad and formerly of Warrington, Cheshire in the UK. Requiem Mass will be held for Alan at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning in St. Mary's Church, Fanavolte, followed by private cremation. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Fanad Daycare Centre, care of any family member, or McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Pater Duffy, Capri, Ballybuffet. Remains are reposing at his late residence this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving his residence on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 a.m. Interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary Devine, née Kelly, 65 Murlock Road, Glenmornan, reposing at her home this evening from 5 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:25 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Glenmornan, at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Motor Neuron Association, care of Quigley's Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Bridie Gamble, née Porter, 11 Glebe Park, Sion Mills, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The deaths have taken place of Una Mary Bowden, née Carlin, and her daughters Ciara Mary Bowden and Saoirse Bowden, Moy Cullen, Galway. Una, Ciara and Saoirse are reposing at the home of Una's father, John Carlin, Milltown Raphoe. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Eunan's Church, Raphoe, with interment afterwards in the family plot in the old graveyard in Convoy. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Madras Centre in Galway, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The funeral mass can be viewed on MCN Media or the Parish of Raphoe webcam. The death has taken place of Michael Harkin, 18 Moss Park, Gallia. His remains are reposing in the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 8:30 for 9 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Joseph's Church, Gallia, followed by interment in City Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight. The death has taken place of William Billy Doherty, formerly of Kerna, Letterkenny, Luton and Coolock in Dublin. William's funeral mass will take place in St. Paul's Church, Arryfield, Coolock, Dublin 13, at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, with burial at the Bell Griffin Cemetery. The death has taken place of James Jim Carson, 7 Binion Avenue, Letterkenny. Jim's remains are reposing at his late residence, with house private pleas from after the rosary at 9 p.m. tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in Cornwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Haematology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, and the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.